The U.S. Senate accelerated its legislative clock today as the Reconciliation 2.0 committee marking phase officially began. Following the formal adoption of the budget resolution, Senate leadership has assigned specific spending and revenue targets to the Judiciary and Homeland Security committees. With a hard deadline of Friday, May 15, to finalize the legislative text, the race is on to fund a $140 billion surge for border infrastructure while drafting a controversial, foreign-sourced revenue surcharge to pay for it. The $140 billion mandate, Friday's finish line, the Reconciliation 2.0 committee marking triggers a 48-hour sprint. Under strict reconciliation rules, these committees must provide savings or revenue to ensure the package remains deficit neutral. Judiciary Committee, tasked with the legal framework for enforcement and administrative fee structures for visa processing. Homeland Security Committee, focused on the technical procurement of border surveillance and the Trusted North American Zones, TNAZ, infrastructure. The revenue offset, to hit the $140 billion target, the Senate Finance Committee is drafting a surcharge on foreign-sourced revenue, framed as a user fee, for global supply chain security. The new offset, foreign-sourced revenue surcharge. This proposed surcharge is being viewed as a Pillar 2 Plus measure, designed to capture revenue from multinational enterprises, MNEs, that profit from U.S. consumers but report high margins in low-tax jurisdictions. Feature current GILTI, Pillar 2 proposed 2026 surcharge rate approximately 15%, effective, additional 1.5% to 2.5% applicability. Global intangible income revenue from U.S. consumers trigger foreign tax rate below 15%. Security, infrastructure, user fee, primary goal. Global minimum tax funding. Domestic enforcement. The security fee, precedent the Reconciliation 2.0 committee marking process, has birthed a tactical masterpiece, or a nightmare, depending on who you ask. By labeling a tax on foreign revenue as a security surcharge, the Senate is attempting to bypass the OECD's No New Discriminatory Taxes treaty. It treats national security as a service provided to MNEs. For tax directors, this is a de facto tariff rebranded as an offset. If this survives the Friday deadline, the global tax war of 2026 is officially on.